We are on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. A little after the middle of the Amid, Loi Bodak Mai. We had heard before, a memra Omar Rabbi Yudah Meshmul, a tabach tzor sheyibdoik besimonim la'acha shchite, after he shechs the behemo or the oif, he has to be baidik the simonim to see if a loiv of the simonim was severed and it's a kosher shchite, or there's not loiv and it's a posel shchite. So that is adin lechatchile, hatabach tzorech sheyibdoik besimonim. So now the Gemara clears a shayla loy bodak. What if he wasn't boydik? My, what is the din? Rabbi Elezer ben Antignus mishum Rabbi Elezer v'Rabbi Yanai Omar treife v'asure b'achile. It's also b'achile. B'masnise tone nevele. Not only is there an issa achile, no, it is a nevela, or metame b'mase. It is metame b'mase, so it's also b'achile, and it's metame also. B'maika miflegi, what is their machlokes? B'de Rav Huna, the member of Rav Huna, the Omar Rav Huna, behimo b'chayeo b'cheskas isarei medet, עד שיבודה לך במה נשחתו. הבהמה בחיוס בחזקס יסר, till you'll be מברר במה נשחתו. נשחתו הרי היא בחזקס היתר, עד שיבודה לך במה נשחתו. If it was geschachten, so then it's בחזקס היתר, עד שיבודה לך במה נשחתו. Now, באשר הוא שם, what is Negei Tos is the first member of Rav Huna, the second member of Rav Huna, the Gemara will discuss later. So, Behime Bechayo Becheskes Isra Raimedes Achi Yivod Elecho Bamen Ishchito. Mar Sova Becheskes Isra Kaime. The Baraisa holds that is Becheskes Issa Kaime Vahashta Meisa, and now the behemoth is dead. So Mamela, so it's Tomei also. It's Metama also, Tumas Nevela. Umar Sovar Becheskes Issa Omrinin, Becheskes Tume Loi Omrinin. We say Cheskes Issa, we don't say Cheskes Tume. Let us see Rashi. We'll come back to Rashi, but just want to learn the Rashi's. Leibodak besimonim mai. What is if he wasn't boidik the simonim? Treifa. So it's treifa. Shchuta eino metama. Treifa shchuta eino metama. So Rashi says, a treifa shchuta is not metama, kidamrinen. Ve'er v'roitev mina behema miktas behema metama u'miktosa eina metama. Ve'eze zu treifo sheshochto. A treifo shchut is not metama. So Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yanai Omar treifo. It's osur ba'achile and it's not metama. Neveila, the tesefte holds b'masnise tone neveila. The love becheske shchute machzakina lo, kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, bepirusha de milse. How we're going to explain Rav Huna. Behemo bechayer becheskas isa. Behemo bechayer becheskas isa. When a behemo is alive, becheskas isa. Sherei asura mishum eiver minachai. Before the shchite, there was an isar of eiver minachai. Hilka, im noilad Sofek B'Shchita. So, till now it was also. Now it was Neuda Sofek B'Shchita. Ubos Lahamida Al Cheskosa. And now, if you don't know, was it a Koshra Shchita? Wasn't a Koshra Shchita? You want to be mamated Al Cheskosa? Sherei, let's see the Shchita Begetzet. Sherei B'chol Sofek Ata Oimer. By everything, if you don't know, you tell it an chazoke. She'ein chov yochel litzia mimenu al yedei sofik. You're not moitzi the dovol al yedei sofik. You say that it is like it was till now. Nim says, at minseis oimer, shebehima zu asura. So we say that this behima was also. Shrei becheskas iser hoisa tchila. Tchila, it was also. Umisofik atabola tira. Now I have a sofik, I made a shrita. I don't know if he cut roiv of the simonim, or if he didn't cut roiv of the simonim. So the behema before this maisa shchita was also. Now I have a sofik, did I make a maisa shchita? Didn't I make a maisa shchita? He wasn't baidik to simon. Shemo, misofik atoba latiro, shemo nishchito keroi, al tatireno misofik, you shouldn't be matter, achi yivode locho, shenishchito keroi. That is the memra of Rahune. Avuna said, "Behema bechaya becheskes iser emedes ad sheyivode lecha b'menishchato." That means it was becheskes iser. Now, if you have a sofik, was there a proper shchita or not? You have to shtel an chazok. Then there's a second memre of Rav Huna, which at the present time we're not going to speak about. Nishchato areyu becheskes heter ad shivodo lecha b'menitchato ulekamon beforish meinaf kemino. What is pshat in the second memra of Rav Huna? But we're going in the first memra of Rav Huna, behema bechaya becheskes isrei medes ad shivodo lecha b'menitchato is mar sovar. Bereisha the milsa kemiflagi. Now the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer ben Antignus Mishum Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Yanai and the Masnitzin is in the Reisha. Da hashte neilad lona sofik b'shchita. He wasn't baidik to Simonim. We have a sofik shamolay nishchat haroi. Maybe it wasn't a proper shchita. Until now it was also. Now we have a sofik, did the shchita change the matzav of the behemoth? Mar sovar becheskes isa horishen emedet, shloi hoisa shchuta, till now it wasn't shchuta, v'kimen de becheskes she'eina shchuta mukmine lo, that it's not yeshochtim, Arei hi meiso umetamo. So memele, so now the behemoth is dead. So it's an avela. Umarsova becheskes iser amrinen. Ulachila hi shenesra koidem shrite. Cheskes tume loy amrinen. Shreiboso minachai eino metamo. We'll come back to Rashi, but let us first learn Tosfos, and then we'll come back to Rashi. We have here a machlokes, is the behema also, he wasn't baidik to simonim, I have a sofik, was it a good shchita, wasn't it a good shchita? We have a machlokes, Rabbi Lezer holds that it's also, and it's not metame. Basura bachila treifa basura bachila. And the Braisa says that it's nevela metame b'ma. Basura bachila, משום דרייב פעמים שייכת שפר, זאת תייסווס, ושור ימיד הרייסה, לא החמירו לעשויס נבילה. נאו, תייסווס, let us try to analyze what תייסווס is saying. תייסווס had a problem. If it's not geschosten, so it's a nevela. We have to understand the Loshna Gemara is a pella, one holds it's a treif, it's not a treif, it's one of the two. That means if it's geschosten, so it's butter to eat, and it's not tomei. If it's not geschosten, so it's a nevela. It's not Rashi brings down a treif, if you shecht a treif, it's mutter bachil a samataba, but that's not the story over here. We didn't shecht a treif. We have a topic that was this behemoth geschochten, yes or no? So lechayre, this pshore that it's osar v'achile and it's not metame is very difficult to understand. And let us be mamtik. There's a Abul Chonon says pshatn toisvis. There's a gemore in Mesechtes Ksubis, which from this gemore will try to understand the problems of our sugya. They're speaking about a shaila that an isha, that an isha was nival from a boil. This isha was also lakuhune, was muta lakuhune till now. They have a suffix, who was boil her? But there was a mamza boil her, so then she'll become posel lakuna. There was a kosher boil her, so she's kosher lakuna. Let us clear this suffix. If was the boil a mamza, or was the boil a kosher? I haven't the faintest idea who the boil was. So, we stella an chazake. Till now she was muta lakuna. I have a suffix, did her status change? Did she become now, after the Be'ilah, did she become Nesa Lekune, yes or no? Shtalan Chazoke. Till now she's Muta Lekune. So I assume she's still Muta Lekune, in parentheses. So therefore I assume that the boy was not a Mamza. Fine. Muta Lekune. From this Be'ah there was born a Bas. Now I'm going to declare by the Bas, is the Bas a Mamzeres. The mother had a chazoke. When I cleared the shayla legabi, the mother, so I had a suffix, was the boyel a mamza, was the boyel not a mamza. I said, well, she was muta lakuna till now, she's still muta lakuna. So I assume that the boyel was not a mamza. When it comes to the bas was noiled with a suffix. When I cleared about the bas, I cleared, is the bas a mamzeres? Is the bas not a mamzeres? And the father's a mamzer, she's a mamzeres. The bas, she doesn't have any chazaka whatsoever. Zot the gemore, cheskes ha'eim mahani labas. Cheskes ha'eim. But listen, the mother had a chazaka. And the mother, I can assume that didn't chazaka. I declare, was there a change in the status of the matzav of a person, hashtalach hazoke, you have no right to clear. So I have to assume that her status didn't change. If her status didn't change, shall I assume that the boy was not a mamza, and that's why she's muta lakuna. If I assumed that the boy is not a mamza, so why when it comes to the daughter, you're clearing a shayla, maybe she's a mamzeret. The chazoke of the aim is mevarer, the suffix of the bas. That means chazoke has a din biru. And let us explain. We could learn differently. There's a machlekes in the Gemara also. We could learn chazoke is a din. That means not chazoke is mevarer. You don't know what to do. Pirzich vifriya. That means who the boil was, I haven't the faintest idea. But I don't know what to do now. So there's a din an hoge, do how you were noyik till now. So it comes to the mother, till now she was allowed to marry a kohen, she's still allowed to marry a kohen. If the din chazaka would be a din nihuk, so the mother, till now, she was mutal a kohen, she's still mutal a kohen. It comes to the bas, by the bas there was no nihuk whatsoever, the male then, the bas would be a suffix mamzeret. If we say cheske sa'aim mahani lebas, so we're saying pshat l'chazoke, not it's a din nig, I don't know what to do, so firzich, since you're ignorant, firzich the way you were knowing till now, no chazoke is a mevarer. I have a right to assume, that she's kosher, and therefore the boil was not a mamza. So if I say that she's kosher and the boil was not a mamza, so the daughter is not a mamza. So we say cheska sa'im mahani labas. Now let's talk about our shaila, and let us make our sugya a little bit more interesting. Taisvus Masechtas Beye daf Chofei Amud Aleph says that a behemah b'chayeho is an issa ena zavuach. There's an issa that you're not allowed. It says v'zavachta v'yochalta. So we learn that from this posik. When is it for achalta? When it's v'zavachta. Kozman, there's no v'zavachta. It's osati. So there's an issa of ena zavuach. So now let's start talking. I have a behemah b'chayeho. Am I allowed to eat the behemah now? Before he made the maaseh shechita, am I allowed to eat behemah? Avadinis? It's einei zavuach. It's not geshochen. It's einei zavuach. Das osatit als isar einei zavuach. I shech the behemah now. My topic was, did it become zavuach? Or didn't it become zavuach? I don't know. The maaseh shechita was a good maaseh shechita, not a good maaseh shechita. I don't know. So what do we do? So yishtala chazoke. If you don't know, is it the status changed or didn't it change? You say it's ein zavur. So there's an issur ein zavur. So in isurim I know klo it's ein zavur. Now if I say chazoke is a bill, so I say ein zavur means not only an issur. I'm not allowed to eat it just like before. I wasn't allowed to eat it. Chazoke is mevara. I have to assume that it wasn't geshachten. I have to assume it wasn't geshachten. Now, if it wasn't geshachten, so now, klara shaila, is this behema and the vela, yes or no? Well, if you say it wasn't geshachten, so the behema is an vela. I mean, if I say chazoke is mevara, and a cheske sa'ema hani labas, the chazok of the mother tells me is mevarah, she was not nibble from a mamza, and therefore the bas is not a mamzeret. Chazok is mevarah, not a din nihu. It's a mevarah. So if it's mevarah, so if you're telling me it's osir now while saying it's a buach, so you're telling me it wasn't geshachten. That's what you're telling me. I have a topic, was it roim geshachten, not roim of the sim was geshachten, not. So chazok is telling me that it was not geshachten. So you have a behemoth that was not geshochten, and it's dead. So it's an avela. And that's what the Masnisa says, it's an avela. So Tosis had a problem, so what's the svar of the first man, the Yoma? Why does the first man, he said, no, it's not the Tame, but it's also teeth. How do you split the hair? If Chazok is Mevara, how do you split the hair? So therefore, Taismus went into left field and said, I'll tell you a whole new story. Roy pa'omim, shaychet shapir, v'shorim midaraisim. There's no suffix. When a shaychet shechs the simonim, and you're clanging it, oh, he shecht roy, didn't he shecht roy? I got news for you. I mean, when you shecht, roy pa'omim, you shecht roy. So Memele, I got news for you. Min HaToyre, there's no suffix whatsoever. No suffix. Rubin v'chazoke, Ruba Odeb. So Memele, there's no suffix whatsoever. So it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it, and it's not tome, it's no suffix. For some reason,
The Rabbanu were machma. And this raib, they were machma. Don't rely on this raib. But holding is a chumra the Rabbanu. So now we have a machloikis, a meroyim. No, listen, we get me not toir, there's nothing more to talk about. It's kosher, it's toir, it's not an avela. Rabbanu, we say, don't be soimach on this raib. So now, we have a machloikis, but listen, they were machma, were they machma gabi tumma also? So one man, the yomma holds, listen, the whole thing, they're only machma, not legabi tumma, legabi yisachila, they were machma. They said, don't rely on this raib, legabi what? Legabi yisachila, legabi tumma, they weren't machma. Tamele, he says, it's also bachila, but it's not metame. The other man, the yomma says, man, you have to be consistent, it's also bachila. The only reason it's also bachila is because it wasn't a good shechita. It's double talk. It can't be also bachila and not be an avela. If it's also bachila, it's only also bachila because it wasn't a good shechita. No, if you're machma for some reason and you say that we're not going to rely on roit, so midarabonu we don't rely on roit. So if you don't rely, you have a suffix without a birur of roit. So you tell on the bir of Chazokia. Chazokia says that it wasn't Gishochen, but it wasn't Gishochen. So it's an Avela. So it's Metama also. That's how Taishas learned Pshat in the Gemara. Very good. Now it's Machloikis. How far was a Chachomim Machmel not to rely on the Reif? Only Lagabi Yisachila, Fila Lagabi Tum. So you look at Taishas, it's Gewaldig. It's Moiridic. Taina to Nachlas David, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that it's under the Diburim. Let us see again the loss in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mar Sova Becheskes Iser Kaimo Vahashto Meisei. Umar Sova Becheskes Iser Omrinen. Becheskes tume loyamrine. One says you go becheskes isa kaime. One says becheskes isa becheskes tume. It seems the machloikes is the becheskes isa sufficient to be metamed, or becheskes isa since it was becheskes isa is becheskes isa kaime vahashta meisi. It was becheskes now it's dead, so it's tume. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like Taisvus. According to Taisvus, it's another mice and God says, don't talk about cheskes isa, wash the mace. We're talking about the chachomim, who were machma, they machma, gabi tume. It should have said other lashonis also. That is Nachlas David's kasha on Taisvus. Yischazik l'nyinisa l'nyetume lo yischazik. Now let us again learn the lashon of Rashi. And Rashi zicha did not hold like Taisus because Rashi learned the lashon of Gemara kipshute. And Rashi is mevaya the lashon of Gemara. Let's see again. Beheime bechaye becheske sisa, sheye sura mishum eva minachai. Hilkach im noile tzofek beshchite obos lamida al chaskoso, sharei bechol dovo, she bechol sofek atoi mahamid dovo chaskoso, she mitchiloso, she einoch yoche loitzi memenu aydi sofek, im tzosay mishabay mezu asure, שחייב בחזקס איסר הויסה תחילה מסופק עתה בו להתירו שמה נשחת הקרוי אל תתירנה מסופק עד שיבוד הלוך שנשחת הקרוי בחזקס איסר you want to be matter this you can't be matter this עד שיבוד הלוך and Rashi Gratz says that it was also till now al tzeva minachai Rashi says it was also till now al tzeva minachai שיסורה משום איבה מן החי. If you have a suffix, you have to stall on chazok. Now, so Taisvus and Mesechtes Beye asks a kasha, Taisis Mesechus Beye asks, Amoridike Kasha. Taisis Mesechus Beye asks, he says, the Din Chazoke is, if I have a suffix, did it change? Didn't it change? I say it didn't change. Taisis, now it's not an Eva Menachai anymore. It's not an Eva Menachai. It's dead already. So, but Pshat Chazoke, it's something, it's not an Eva Menachai. So what it was till now, it's not. Shall what it is now? So what kind of a chazaka do you? Therefore, Taisus is machadish and mesechtes beye. Taisus machadish and mesechtes beye. That is a new isra rabbeinu zavucha. Forget about ego menachai. Bechayel, there's an isra rabbeinu zavucha. It's also rabbeinu zavucha. There's an isra bezavachta v'yachalta. That means that you're only allowed to eat it if it was geshochten. So bechayel, there was an isra rabbeinu zavucha. Now I clear a shayla, if it's dead, is it still an isra rabbeinu zavucha? Yes, shalom chazoke. That's why Taisvus wants. But Taisvus asks on Rashi, Rashi is a very shver. But Rashi holds there's no such isra rabbeinu zavucha. This is Taisvus achidish, there's an isra rabbeinu zavucha, but the vachta vachalto is that you're only allowed to eat all your days, and if it wasn't your chokin, there's an isra rabbeinu zavucha. Rashi holds there's no such issue. Fine. So now we have to understand, so what is Pshat and Rashi? So what kind, let's first understand the Aleph and Rashi. What Chazok are you be mamet? Before it was also Al-Tzeva Minachai. Im Neule Tzofik B'Shchite Bos Lamid Al-Chazkos. So you have to show the Chazok, I mean, what kind of Chazok do you have? So first, I would like to mention two mahalchim in Rashi, and then we'll go further in Rashi. There's one mahalach in Rashi, Rabbi Yankiv brings down, that Rashi holds marzekinen me'isa le'isa. That's what Rashi holds, which is a machlekes arishayim. What does that mean? It means like this. When it was alive, was I allowed to eat it? No. Why? Because it was Eva Menachai. But, fine. That's the reason. But it was also. It was also before to eat. Now I'm clearing a shayla after the shchita. Am I allowed to eat it? So I say, but till now you weren't allowed to eat it. So now you're also not allowed to eat it. P.S. Why are you not allowed to eat it now? Because it wasn't a good shchita. So memelech and avela. That is the pshat. Marzekinin me'isa le'isa. That means that you don't say, this is not a poshet chazoke. I don't say that it's the same like before. I say the niuk is the same like before. Before I wasn't allowed to eat it, so I'm still not allowed to eat it. For different reasons. But whatever you do, if you don't know what happened, you're noyig like you were noyig till now. You weren't allowed to eat it till now because Eva Menachai, you're still not allowed to eat it. But this is already a din nihuk. This isn't a bill. This is not a bill. This is a nihuk. That means, I know klol, if, but we said by cheskes ay mahani labas, I know klol that the isha was muta lekune till now. So I say she still is muta lekuna, that she's a cheskeseta. And therefore I know clearly that the boil was not a mamza, because if it was a mamza, she wouldn't be muta lekuna. So the chazoke is mevara, that the chazoke is mevara, that she was not nibble from a mamza, so mamela the bas is not a mamza. That is a normala chazoke. But over here, I have a chazoke, that's not by just say, I mean, if it have a suffix, is it still Eva Menachai? So say, it's still Eva Menachai, and that'll be a bill. But that's not the suffix. The suffix is, it's still not Eva Menachai. Now the shayla, since it was also till now, so I say, it remains also. That is a din nihuk. So din nihuk, so I have to feel the chwib before, but I don't have a bill. Zot Rabbi Yankiv, say bazoi, so then we can split the hair. We can say, so I don't know. I don't know if it was a good shchita or wasn't good shchita. I don't know. I don't have a bir if it was a good shchita or not. But if I be saying it's still an Eivim and a Chais, I have a bit, it's not a good Shechita. But here, I don't know if it was a good Shechita or not. So therefore, I can split the hair. I could say that, so the Gabi Yechila, if you don't know, don't eat it. When it comes to Tumah, till now it was Toil. So he claims that it become Tumah. If I can't still on the Cheskes Tareh, you could split the hair. In the Tzorah, Yankee wants to say, that's the Machloikis Rashi in Taisvis. Taisvis learns the Cheskes Yisrael Zayn is a Vulcha. Cheskes Zayn is a Vulcha is a Biru. So it should be Tomei also. Therefore, Taisvis said to say, hold them, Shan, the Gemara, there's a Roy, that the Roy for Omei may make a good Shrita. Taisvis had to go away from the Pashtus of the Gemara. Masha ain't came Rashi. Rashi held that there's no chazoke of Einu, there's no Isra of Einu Zavuchim. There's only an Isra of Eivim Minachai, which now there's no Isra of Eivim Minachai. So it's only a Dinniyuk, some Amela. So you can say that Lagabi, it was also till now, Bachila, it's Vaitar, also Lagabi Tuma, because it was Toyer till now, some Amela is still Toyer. That's the Svar of the Mandiyoma that says that it's Toyer, which it seems that's the problem. The other man, the Omar, holds a pesazoi. It's a fact, if it's also Bachila, some Amela, it's Tomei also. You have to know what he holds. But Al Kaponim, that what I say, the problem to understand, that's a teretz on Rashi. There's another mahalach to understand the Rashi, Bechlal, how Chazaka works. There's a very interesting Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega says as follows. There's an Isser of Eva Minachai. So now I'm going to go and make a Shechita on a behemoth. And it's Mefarches. Now, is there an Isser Eva Minachai now? It depends. If it's a good Shechita, there's no Isser Eva Minachai. It's geschochten. If it's not a good Shechita, there isn't Issa Eva Minachai. What can you do? You cut the behemoth, it's Mefarches. But it's still alive. Pichas, it's still alive. If it's not Geshochten, it's still alive. So there'll be an Issa Eva Minachai. So now, let's go back a little bit. This person shechted a behemoth, and he wasn't Boidik the Simon. That's the story, he wasn't Boidik the Simon. The behemoth is Mefarches. He comes over to Rav, Yisra of Ashayla. Listen, I want to give now something to a goy. Am I allowed to, yes or no? Ask me a shayla. I want to cut off now the hand. It's lefaches. I made a shchit. Am I allowed to give it to a goy, yes or no? So Rabbi Kevega. No. So let's call it a shayla. So till now it was also al tzeiva minachai. Now we are clearing a shayla. Did the shchit change the status of the behemoth? Is it still tzeiva minachai or not? I say it's still tzeiva minachai. So what did I say now? If the Rav Paskin, I'm not allowed to give it to a goy. So the Rav Paskin, it's still Eva Minachai. In other words, it wasn't a good Shechita. The Rav said it's an Isra Eva Minachai now. So it is not a good Shechita. Chazoket tells me, if it's also now Eva Minachai, it's not a good Shechita. So it was Oiske Paskin then, Bishas Pilchus, then it's not a good Shechita. Finished. Now later it died. So you clear a shayla. Is it tome? Is it not tome? Is it a nevela? Is it not nevela? Is it a nevela? So the Rav Anshuldik. You asked me 5 minutes ago, was it a good shechita or not? I said it's also a tzeiva minachai. So I paskin 5 minutes ago that it's also a tzeiva minachai, which means it's not a good shechita. So if it wasn't geshochten, now it's dead, yes, King Yashail, is it metame, yes or no? Anshuldik, if we paskind already that it's not a good shchita, so it's a metame. This is the svore, the Seir Shemita. But now there's another svore. So then we understand very well the svore Shemita. But then there's another svore. The Kilis Yaakov mentions this svore. And Simon Yudalev. Mikilas Yaakov says as follows. Let's talk about the meat, the basa min achai. The basa min achai is when it was alive, was it tamei? It wasn't tamei. Now I'm going to clear a shayla when I shechted it. Did it now become tamei? Now I have a cheskes tare. So I have on this behemah, I have the two chazokes. After the Torah. Legabi achile, I have a chazoke that's telling me, it's ichorosa. You'll get malchus. I mean, it's ichorosa, but in a Torah, it's also. Because you stell on chazoke, you'll get malchus. When it comes to tare, the basa was tohe till now. Nam klanga shaila, did it change its matzah? It didn't change. It's still tohe. So I have to assume that legabi tumentare, I have to assume that it's tohe. I mean, we have a din of shnei shvilin. That there are two paths. One, there's a kever underneath it, one, there's not a kever underneath it. And two people went on, the one, Reuben went on path Aleph, Shimon went on path base. And that is not clear, there's a kever on one of them. Reuben will come to the Rav and say, can I go into the base of Migdush? Yeah, not ready for Cheskes Tare, it's not the base of Migdush. Shimon comes into the Rav, can I go to the base? Yeah, you have a Cheskes Tare. Somebody said, but how can both go? That's irrelevant. We live with halachas. The Torah said, if you're misupik, you say mechan chazoke. Loi bashamayimi. That we have a din, we say mechan chazoke. So memeila, there's a svara to say, the stipler says, there's a svara to say, you go past the chazoke. And then in the lashon of Rashi, seems like this, in the demand yoma that says it's Torah, it was also koydim shchita. So I say it's the losa. So till now it wasn't tome. And you're clearing a shayla. Did its status change? So you should put it on cheskes tare. Or maybe for some reason in the same behemoth you can't do such a thing. That's one mahalach, how the stipler wants to learn pshat, the machloikas. He has a very interesting machloikas. But he wants to say, if you answer the behemoth, you can't say it's toich. He has such a tzad also. So, that could be one mahalach in Rashi. So we have now two mahalachim in Rashi. Either there's a mahalach to say it's not toich because the whole thing works with the gather of machzakine me'isa le'isa, which is a din nihug, not a din biru. So the din was only legabi achile, not legabi tume. That could be tuna, I didn't have a din legabi tume. That's how an emes liyakib wants to say. Or there's another mahalach that you could say, could be Rashi Bechlal doesn't hold marzakinim isalisa. We could say that what Rashi, you use the chazok of eva minachai because the suffix was noilad. The suffix was noilad bishas apirchus, and then I say, is the behemoth still osalt evim minachai? Yes or no? So I have to assume it's still osalt evim minachai, which is a chazaka mevareret. Afal pikein, there's a svara to say, but legabi iser, I had a psak, and you still on chazoke, but legabi tare, I have a chakelta chazoke, that till now was becheskes tare. So memeila shreibos binachai einu metama. So memeila I have a cheskes tare legabi the din tare. Just so that these are just svaris to understand how you can split it, even though it's a chazoke mevareres. I just would want to mention one svare to say. Why you don't stell on cheskes tare? What should be as far you don't stell on cheskes tare? Because it could be the cheskes tare. I mean, all the time chazoke is poshit this Behemah has such a matzav, I'm clearing a shaila, did there occur a shinui in the matzav? Did something change? So the din of chazaka is, kolzman, you're not aware of a change, you have no right to assume that there was a change. That's the din chazaka. That's the din chazaka. When we're speaking about the tara of a behemah, a balchai is not mekabel tumah. A balchai is not metamah. That's true. But the whole chazaka was only kishahu balchai. That means the cheskas tara was a mugbul dike chazaka. It's not pshat. I'm told. Now you're clearing that if I come to me. The whole tara of the behemah was cold man, you're alive, you're toil. That was the chazaka. So the chazaka was, cold man, you're alive, you're toil, but now you're not alive anymore. So it could be, it is not so poshut that there is such a musik of cheskas tare. So memele, then we could, so then we'll say that the cheskas is a kempaskin ois, that the behemah is tome. Gufe, Omar Ravune Behime Bechayel Becheskas Isserei Medes Achiyivode Lecho Bamen Ishleto. That's the first member of Ravune, which we learned till now, Becheskas Isser, till you know there was a good shrit. Nishleto Becheskas Heterei Medes Ad sheyevoda lecho b'men nitrefo. If it was geshochten, that's becheskes heter, ad sheyevoda lecho b'men nitrefo. Till you know how it became treifo. Frag the Gemara, v'leimo nishcheto chutro. Why do you say ad sheyevoda lecho b'men nitrefo? Now let us see what Rashi says. V'neimo nishcheto chutro. The Lashon Chazaka Loishayech Ela B'Dvar Sofik V'Neimah Hemed Dover Al Cheskosai. That means, he said, Rav Huna said, Amir Deke Lashon, Nishchita B'Cheskas Heter Emedes Ad Sheyibodu Lecho B'men Nitrofo. Vaistois, you have a Sofik and you tell it on Cheskas Heter. If you shechted a Behemah, don't have any suffix whatsoever. That's what Rashi says, the Losha Chazoke Loishayech Ela Bedover Suffix, the name Hemedover Alchaskosai. But here there's no suffix. Behemah was geshocht, Mehechitesh Shiklara Shaila, that it was Nitraf, you have to shtel on Chazoke. There's no Shaila whatsoever. Because, let us say, Roy Behemah Anatreif, number one. So Mamela, I assume, man, why do you have to clear this famous atreife? You still on Chazoke, make a taste it's atreife. Haka mashmala. The afal gav this yalid bo reyese, no, there's a reyese. I see, it's not poshet, there's a reyese lefaneinu. That means, and then, he's telling us he's still shtel on chazoke. Even though there's a reyese, we still shtel on chazoke. And we'll see what we're speaking about in a minute. What does Rashi say? The av al gav di shialed bo reyese, shenoyled bo sofek treifet. I see now there's a sofek, maybe it was a treifet. There's a mokim li stapek, maybe it was a treifet. Sofek koydim shchita hoye bo, was this treifes before shchita? V'yesh litloisei belacha shchita. Maybe this happened later. I see a simen treife befoneinu. Now I only have a sofek, when did this occur? Did it occur before the shchita? Did it occur after the shchita? Mikmuinen lo acheskas heta. The stam behema ain't treife. Stam behema is not treife. Vitalin and belacha shchita ukshayim. So now, if there's a reyese in the chazaka, then that means I see now there's a simen treife in the behemoth, but I do not know when the simen treife was noilet. Was it noilet before the shrita or after the shrita? So there'd be a svare to say, maybe he don't stell on chazake. That means, could be the whole din of chazake is only don't clear that something happened. But here, I see something. I see a simen treife. See, as the sugya progresses, I see a simen treife. Afal pikein, ishtal an chazake. That was the chiddush of Rabbuna. Kamash, v'af agav, yishyalit borei, you also ishtal an chazake. Now, what are we talking about? Kedi boi minei rab abe me rabbuna. Rab abe es a shayla from Rabbuna. Bo zei, v'notal b'nei me'ayin ma'u. Yishechte rabbeime, v'nazei b'kei, shrekte gemore, if he took the b'nei me'ayin, that means after the shrite he took the b'nei me'ayin, or less, no, they're not here anymore. So what kind of b'reyes do you have? You have no suffix whatsoever. Not all the less no. The loichazina and behu shumra is it. Well, my sveikikas, where is there a suffix that you shall a chazoke? They're not here, and I don't know any reason to declare that it was a treife. The name I'm not here, so it's not a suffix even. Well, my sveikikas. Ela nokav bnei ma'ayim. He bit into the bnei ma'ayim. Ma'u. Correct the Gemara, so what's the shayla? Noka, hokar zinin, dohu nokvino. So it's also no shayla. A wolf came, and he took the bnei ma'ayim, and he bit into them. So after the shrita, the bnei ma'ayim were taken out, so what's the shayla? So there's no shayla whatsoever. Elo, the shayla is as follows. Not long, he took the bnei ma'ayim, v'hichziron k'shehen nekuvin, and he brought back the bnei ma'ayim, and there's holes in them. Mal, mi chayshinen shema b'mokem nekev nikev b'iloi. That was the shayla that Rababa asked Rav Huna. Now what does Rashi say? Michai shin Hashem bebemokim nekev shehoye boitchile isramilei hashte shehichnis boishino utreife the nikvu echod mishmeina osa treife su nikvu adakim is one of nikvu adakim echod mishmeina osa treife su Amalei ein choshin shin shema b'mokim nekev nikev. Now, so what are we up to now? So up to now as follows. Rab Abba from the Rehitis Loshna Gemara, this will learn the Gemara the Bible the way the Bnei Yeshua learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the Bnei Yeshua says as follows. He says, Rab Abba kler da shayle, mitzad echot, I have here dakin, which are menukiv. I have here dakin, which are menukiv. Now, it could zicher be that the nekiv came about from the zeit. So, memehu, there's no shayla. So, all this happened after the shrita. There's no shayla. Or maybe, since I have here Dakim minukovim, that already is called a reyese in the chazake. That means the chazake is that it's not treif and it has dakim shleim. Now I have before neinu dakim minukovim. Could be the zayd made the nukovim. That could be. That could very well be. But could be already since I have dakim minukovim. It could also be that maybe there was a nekev before, a far-fetched case, and And there was a nekev before, but makim nekev nekev. Is this, since I have dakim menukovim before neinu, can I stell on chazok? Is this considered areyes in the chazok? Amale, ein choshishin shema b'mokim nekev nekev. So from the loshen of Ravune, Avunah said, your shaila, it seems the shaila of Rav Abba was that I know the Zayv brought back the Dakin, and the Dakin were Menukev al Yedei Shinov, that's for sure, which is nothing. But does this create a reyese that I won't stell on Chazoke and I'll clear maybe the behemoth had a nekev before? Well, there's no reyesa whatsoever. Why do you have to clear? Why do you have to clear? Maybe it was a nekev before. A malais, he told them, ein choshen shin shema b'mokim nekev nekev. Don't have to clear there was a nekev before, and so mamela, this is not considered a reyesa. I mean, there's a hole now that's from the teeth of the zayt. Claire, maybe there was a previous hole there. That's not called Isra. If I know the I have a Sibit to be Taylor, that what it's Menukev now, so I don't have to claire, maybe there was a previous hole. That was the Psak of Rafuna. Eisebe, so now, Rababe asked Akasha and Rafuna. Lo Tzipar HaMenaker B'Te'ino. I see a tzipa is making a hole in a ta'ina. Va'achbol ha-menaker ba'avatichin. They're making holes. Some are male, no problem. They're making holes, no problem. Choyshishin, so it says amoyer dekezach, shemo b'mokim nekev nikev. So you see, klor, not the way you said. You see, you had a we're clearing maybe a nachosh previously made a hole in this fruit, and he was machnis poison into this fruit. Yechayish, yechayish. I mean, since there's a hole now in the fruit, so I can't sell it on chazoke. I don't sell it on chazoke. Well, now I see a hole. It could be the hole is only from the tzipa, from the achba, but it could be there was amchayish already, maybe this, there was a previous hole from a nochosh, and that's called isra chaskosa, and you're not allowed to eat it. So he asked the makashe, I have a raya not the way you said. What does Rashi say? Choshishin. B'mokim nekev shel nochosh nikev, also mishum sakonis nefoshes. So just like you don't stel on chazoke over there, so you shouldn't stel on chazoke over here. It seems that's called ischa cheskos, and you don't stel on chazoke. Omalei miko medames isure lisakante, sakone shani. Sakone is different. So there's a Moira de Kechasam Seifer. Sam Seifer says, what pshat sakon is different? He says like this. He says, let us say, we're talking about, let us say that, I have a chazoke, that the behema, roi behema is not treife, I have a chazoke, but some of this behema is not treife. Then all of a sudden, we shechted it, and now a zeiv came back with it, and this holes. So I'm clearing a sofik, I'm clearing, is this called Ischa Cheskos? I said, no, it's not called Ischa Cheskos. I stell on Chazoke, just like before, I assumed it was not a treifa, I assume now it's not a treifa. Maybe, no, I don't have to be afraid. I stell on Chazoke. He says, what'll be if Itake was a native there? What'll be if it was a native? What if it was treifa? So he says, with the Rebbeinu Shalom, I have no problems whatsoever. Person will come off here in the belt and they'll say,
the Satan will come, you know, there was a neck of there. I say, Benishlam said you're allowed to rely on Chazokah. I mean, Benishlam said you're allowed to, what's filming for my leaven? I asked my Shabbat, you're allowed to eat it? He said, you're allowed to eat it. So finished. So Philo was treife. I wasn't over an Issa. I'm an onus. I mean, but they won't have any kindness whatsoever on me that I ate a dover, that I ate something treife. I had a psak of chazok. Fine. So memeila, you stell on chazok. This is not a reyes that I can't stell on chazok. He says, now let's talk about the same case that a person, there was a fruit that you saw Tzipa was making a hole in it, and someone came up with a shayla, you know, maybe there was a hole here before from a nachash, and maybe, so let's tell on chazokah. Mestama, there wasn't mestama, there before was mutter, mestama, it's still mutter. Fine, tell on chazokah. And what'll be if the taka was a hole there before, and the nachash did bite in before, so what's gonna happen? He won't be alive anymore. So Memele, that was the teretz. The teretz was, you brought a raya that by sakona you don't sell on chazok. 100%, you're right, Taka. By sakona you don't sell on chazok, because here the teretz, because the only place the teretz said you can rely on chazok is by yisurim. That means the teretz says rely on chazok, so then the din will be, so afilu, it was also klapish maigalia, I wasn't naivanisa. Because the Torah said I could rely on Chazok, and he relied on Chazok. So it's not called I was a neighbor on Issa. When it comes to Sakone, so the Torah said don't rely on it. If there's a possibility, that could be a Nochosh bit in first, so Memele, you're not allowed to eat it because of this possibility. There's nothing but to rely on. That's what he told them. So he told them, he asked them a kasha. Omale mikom edames isure le sakante, sakone shani, sakone taki don't sell on chazoke. We will not rely on birurim, Teire diki birurim when it comes to sakone, because there's always a chshat, this is only halachas. Can assume that it didn't change. These are halachas. Halachas only help when it's negel halachas. I can rely on this, and then if I can rely on this, there's no issa. But when it comes to achshash sakone, so memele, so then these halachas will not help. These halachas will not help. Omale rove, I don't understand. Maishno sofik sakante lechumre. Sofik isure nami lechumre. So what did Rava hold? Rava held that fakert there is a reyese. There is a reyese over here since there's a hole already. Good, I could be tailored the hole from the Zayf, I could be tired, but he says there's no chazok. Rove held there's no chazok. That's pshat. You don't shtel maishna sofik sakanta lechumre, sofik isure nami lechumre. That means that fakert, he assumed not pshat is that you don't rely on chazok by sakone. He says the reason you don't rely on chazok is because it's Israel. So when it's Israel, you don't shtel an chazok. So when it's Israel, you don't shtel an chazok. So who had in by Sofik Issa, you also won't shtel an chazok. Omer le Abaye, b'loi shani bein yisure le sakante. You don't differentiate between Israel and sakone. For ilu Sofik tume b'shus arabim sveikoi Toher, philosophic mayim megulim asurim. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, sofik tume b'shus arabim, sveikai toher, kedem eforish lekamon. Sofik mayim megulim, mayim shenisharu megulim balaylo. if no reyeser whatsoever, sofik shosa mehem nochosh, sofik loy shosa, the kaimalon the asir. So Abaye wanted to show him that there's zikha a difference between Isser and Sakone. Now let's go from Sakone, we'll come back to Isser. A person that mayim megulim balayla, others say the vote of Laila is because no one can see what happened. No one can observe the water at night if it was touched by a nochosh, not touched by a nochosh. So the din is, so by sakone, without any reyeser whatsoever, I didn't see a nochosh, I didn't see anything. Chazal said, but since there's a possibility that there was no shmirah, so there is a possibility that a nochosh could have drank from this water, so Chazal asked the water ready. That means so when it comes to sakone, Chazal were machzik reyeser. That means even though I don't have any proof whatsoever that anything happened, but it could happen, you have no... By sakone, it works the other way. You have to prove that it didn't happen. If there's a possibility that it did happen, it's awesome. Now, what is sofik tume b'shus haram? Sofik, so the Pnei Yeshua explains as follows. By sofik tume b'shus hayochid, the Gemara understood, even that is a gewaldike chumre, sofik tume b'shus hayochid, sveiket, is vadai tome. That means if it's a sofik, you say it's vadai tome. That's b'shus hayochid. B'shus harabim, the chomer of vadai tomei, the chomer of vadai tomei is icha don't have. But here you say, not that it's a sofik, it's vadai toer. So why is it vadai toer? So the Gemara understood it's vadai toer b'shus harabim, because even though I have a sofik and there's a shtikel reyese, af al pikein I shtel am chazoke. Even though I have a reyesa, I still shall am chazok, and I shall am chazkes hara. So the Gemara, so Abaye wanted to show him the zikha achilik between Sakon and Issa. The zikha achilik between Sakon and Issa. What did Robert Heine? Sofik sakanta lechumre, sofik isurosa lechumre. He says, no, by Sakon, the two different inyonim. By sakone, I feel I don't have a sofik. If there's a possibility, it could have been that a nochosh drank from the water, it's also ready. So by sakone, you see, not the sofik asses, the possibility asses. So by sakone, they were machma, because if there's a possibility, the chazal were machma, don't drink from the water. By sofik, tume b'shus harabim, even though there is a reyeseh, you're telling me sofik isure l'chumre, but I'll tell you, Yishtalan Chazake, Yishtalan Chazake, and that is why Sofik Tume B'Shus Harabim Sveikai Toyer. So Memel, that was Abaye's Teret. So Abaye said, this Kashis, and Memel, I agree very well with the Teret. Miko Medamis Yisura L'Sakante. So Rava said no. Rava said no. It's a Sofik Sakante L'Chum, Sofik Yisura L'Chum. So Abaye said no. By sakone the chumre is I don't have a sofik b'metzias. There's a possibility of sakone machmel, and by sofik tume b'rshus harabim there is a sofik, and you could say there was israv af al pikein. It's toil. So you see, from a reyes alone, you can still shtel am chazok.